From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a massive $400 billion budget agreement early Friday morning intended to end a partial federal government shutdown. The lawmakers voted 240 to 186 to approve the accord that now goes to President Trump for his signature. However, it only funds the government through March 23rd. The budget was passed over the objections of some politicians who objected to its large spending increases and without any plan of action to safeguard the more than 1 million undocumented young immigrants known as Dreamers. The U.S. government was shut down after midnight on Friday when Congress missed the deadline to renew the federal government's funding. The shutdown Friday was the second partial federal shutdown in less than a month. The White House is admitting it could have done a better job handling the case of Staff Secretary Rob Porter, who resigned Wednesday after his two former wives accused him of emotional and physical abuse. Raj Shah is Principal Deputy Press Secretary.
In this instance, in the case of Rob Porter, we relied on the background check investigative process. That process hadn't been completed, so we were relying on the information that we had.
Shah says President Trump was unaware of the full scope of the allegations until Wednesday, when a photograph showing Porter's ex-wife's black eye was published. Porter is denying the accusations, calling them a smear campaign. The sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has arrived in South Korea to attend the opening ceremony for the Winter Olympics, where she shook the hand of the South Korean president. Kim Yo-jong is the first member of North's longtime ruling family to visit the South since the end of the Korean War. From Washington, this is VOA News. The political standoff in Kenya between President Uhuru Kenyatta and the self-declared People's President Raila Odinga has split the country. While Odinga's swearing-in ceremony on January 30th was symbolic, activists and analysts fear the government's heavy-handed response is moving the country toward authoritarian rule. VOA's Daniel Scharf reports.
Protesters marched to Kenya's parliament building, demanding more diversity in President Uhuru Kenyatta's cabinet. But it's the choice of president that is dividing Kenya. Opposition leader Raila Odinga and his supporters say he was cheated out of victory in last year's election.
This country is in a crisis. Anybody who is saying otherwise is living in denial.
Odinga's so-called inauguration as the symbolic people's president went down well with supporters. But Kenyan authorities responded by suspending independent television broadcasts, arresting opposition leaders, and ignoring court orders to stop. Daniel Scherf, VOA News, Nairobi.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is in Pyeongchang, South Korea, to attend the opening ceremonies of the Winter Olympics. Earlier Friday, Pence met with North Korean defectors, including some who had been tortured and abused by the North. Pence was joined at the meeting by the father of an American college student, Otto Warmbier, who died last year, just days after his release from captivity.
Fred Wonder and his family have told the story of their wonderful son, Otto Wonder, who was imprisoned in North Korea and released in such a condition that by the time he made it home, he would pass away. Fred is now a great champion for the North from which you fled and the freedom of the people there.
On Thursday, Pence told South Korean President Moon Jae-in that Washington will continue to ratchet up pressure on North Korea until they abandon their nuclear weapons program. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis said that the United States is not trying to get involved in the Syrian civil war. This after U.S.-led coalition airstrikes killed about 100 pro-government soldiers. Some 300 pro-government forces attacked Syrian Democratic Forces, or SDF, headquarters near Deir el-Zor in Syria on Wednesday, but retreated after U.S.-led coalition knocked out their artillery and two of their tanks, Mattis said. U.S. Secretary Tim Kaine, a member of the Senate Foreign Relations and Armed Services Committees, criticized the U.S. airstrikes, saying that he's gravely concerned that the Trump administration is purposefully stumbling into a broader conflict without a vote from Congress or clear objectives. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.